We welcome all of you today on this church anniversary Sunday, 63rd anniversary of our church. I wanted to read from Psalm 104, verses 23 and 24, as we share with you these things today. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. There, in two verses of Scripture, we see man's work and God's work, and they are very different things. One is limited. And notice what it says, his work and to his labor until the evening. Does God ever end his labors? No, he doesn't have to rest. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. And so these verses came to my heart and mind as I thought about our church history, about that God uses people. God uses men to carry out His work. And I am so thankful for this church and the founding of this church. God's work here really began with Dayton Hobbs, a young native of Santa Rosa County, received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior on April the 5th, 1950, and was called to preach. He studied for the ministry at Bob Jones University and graduated in 1954. He founded the church while still in college, driving from South Carolina one weekend each month to keep the work going until he finished school. The first service was held on August the 5th, 1951, in a renovated barn in Pace, Florida. The church began under the name of the Free Methodist Tabernacle. Promise had been given by the building and landowner that the property would be donated and deeded to the new church. But when the pastor refused to take the church into the Evangelical Methodist Church, the offer was harshly withdrawn. The pastor and a few faithful people moved the church to a small rented building on Highway 90. Out in the foyer, by the way, is a pulpit that was built in 1952 for that church, and also the chairs, folding chairs that were used for that purpose. In June of 1953, services began in the second meeting place in Pace, an old red brick store building rented for $35 per month. The front of the store served as the church, and the back three rooms served as a Sunday school classroom setting, and also for the home for Dr. and Mrs. Hobbs. With this move, the church was named the Independent Bible Church. The church organized child evangelism classes, and the Children's Bible Club began as a live weekly 30-minute program on the local radio station here in Milton. In the spring of 1958, with little warning, the building was sold out from underneath them. With no other option, the church began to meet at the pastor's home. In summer, the people met on the carport, and in the winter, they moved into the living room. Adult Sunday school met in the living room, and children met in the two bedrooms and next door at the Farrington's house. So it went until 1959 in that pattern. In September of 1958, the old Oddfellows Lodge Hall in Baghdad was purchased and immediate renovation began. New wiring, plumbing, windows, paint, and seating were just a few of the tasks the men had to tackle. The Gospel Tabernacle was dedicated January the 25th, 1959. An extensive youth ministry began as well as finances allowed. Buses were purchased to transport the young people to services, and Saturday night youth rallies were held in Baghdad. The first baseball program started, and games were played with the owner's permission on lots adjoining to the church. Santa Rosa Christian School was opened in 1962. The upstairs of the tabernacle was renovated, divided into a hall and classrooms, and a metal fire escape was added to make it approved for school use. Soon more space was needed for the growing ministry. The present location here at Highway 89 in Milton was purchased in 1965. The philosophy of the ministry was evident even in the first building. Build for quality, practicality, economy, and for the glory of God, not for opulence, splendor, or for prestige or praise of men. The building was completed and dedicated to the Lord's service on August the 20th, 1967. So we've been here for almost 50 years. With the move to Milton in 1967, the church was renamed Grace Fellowship Church to place its emphasis on fellowship of born-again believers rather than on church membership. After months of consideration and prayer, on June the 6th, 1991, The church board voted unanimously to change the name of the church to Grace Bible Church. This decision was made due to the climate of the country at this time, which seemed to associate the word fellowship with a charismatic movement as well as with certain new evangelical ministries. The board noted that any word can be misused, but that grace and Bible could easily be understood. And I think we all agree with that. And that brings us to our passage here in Psalm 104. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. Dr. Hobbs began this ministry as a college student. His earthly work began, and God allowed it to grow and expand into Christian education, into youth athletic ministries, children's Bible club ministry, later on the projector ministry, a writing ministry, being able to help other Christian schools start. But notice verse 24, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. When we look back over the history of this church and this ministry, all we can say is how wonderful are the works of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. God has done a work. He's done a work in hearts and lives. My own family has benefited from this church. My dad was saved as a result of putting on the reel-to-reels that at the radio station for Dr. Hobbs' sermons that he preached from the pulpit here. And so my family has been directly benefited. Many of you can look back and see God's wonderful works that were done. Yes, God used a man, but God's work has been done in our hearts and lives. And as it says here, how manifold are thy works, in wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. And so this morning as we celebrate and we remember the founding of this church and we look back over the many lives that have been touched, those who have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, families that have been joined together in marriage as a result of this ministry, and the families that have been helped, we give God the glory because it's His work and it's marvelous in our eyes.